MGTOW men, welcome back. Here we are with another edition of MGTOW Ghosting Lines, this time Volume 2, going in conjunction with my MGTOW Shaming Lines series. MGTOW Ghosting Lines touch upon a different element of the MGTOW journey. Most of this is just tongue-in-cheek to poke some fun, but Shaming Lines are something that will bother only the man that is not at the Pure Freedom 2 stage, as a man probably hasn't found the value that he has in what is a new life, a MGTOW life. Freedom 2 germinates. It ferments to something like a fine cheese or wine that ages. It marinates like the steak that you're going to cook later that night after you've been marinating all day. Freedom 2 becomes more valuable as you continue to exist in it. And freedom 2 becomes more valuable as you continue to improve your life, the things that you do with your life, your time, and your energy. So as you take up hobbies, you save, you take on challenges, you find things to invest in and fill your day, you're going to find that you value freedom from and freedom to. And you're going to cherish it. And the temptation to return to the plantation, to what you were not free from, will subside at a quicker pace than at any other point. So keep that in mind as you go your own way. And you'll continue to believe the value in your ghosting lines that I'm going to bring up today. Or better yet, ghosting abilities. This isn't the end-all be-all, and what I want to say first is, just like my shaming lines, when I preface with the disclaimer that the shaming lines are a narrative, but they are not the narrative. Most of the time, those shaming lines are just to break things up and to have a chuckle. These ghosting lines are about doing the exact same thing. So these lines aren't prescribed. They reflect something. They reflect truth. It's kind of like a joke. The reason a joke is funny is because it reflects truth, and that's kind of how it is with these ghosting lines. So the first one, without further ado, I don't go on vacations. I go on what? So I got a comment the other day, and it is from Arthur Arcturus, I believe it was, and he left the comment, I don't go on vacations. I go on vancations. So if you're going on a vancation, it's not all too glamorous, right? Okay, the more that you publicize what you have, and this could include vacations, the more at risk that you put yourself up to be hypergamized. I made that word up. Vacations are one of the main tenets of interest in hypergamy. Nice vacations. I'm all right with a vancation. A vancation's great. Okay? But not the chick that you're trying to pull. Going on vacations is one of the main power moves as well. If you're trying to keep a relationship that's on the rocks, you just say, let's go on a vacation to Vegas. Let's go on a vacation to Bora Bora. Let's go on a vacation to Bali. Okay, that's what happens. Power moves are closely related to all things hypergamy. And if you get rid of hypergamy for a short time, it means you expended a power move. A man only has so many power moves in his pocket. Vacations are often one of them. But vacations also equal ghosting breakdowns if you're not subtle. But to diffuse that, just tell him what you do on your vacationing. Not with the help of a 747, but rather with the help of a what? A Windstar van? I don't care what van you're using. That's right. So I got that comment from a commenter the other day, a fellow viewer. And this is similar to the other ghosting line video that I did in June. If you remember, I mentioned a response from an ex when she found out that I would consider the tiny home life at some point. And the response is either one of, you're weird and or mentally ill, you're not going to take care of my creature comforts, and you're dangerous and not concerned with my protection. So one of these three classic Instagram posts that we always see, nice food, nice dress up, going out pics, and three, going on a vacation. That is up there with the top three, I'd say, that are most common and basic. And if they can, they'll combine all three and make a trifecta of hypergamy on you. But if you're staying down on the Mississippi River in that vancation life, that's not going to happen. Just saying that you take road trips in your van is enough, as it's indicative of the type of life that you'll live. It's minimalistic, it's nomadic, but it's great and it's peaceful. And not much more is a turnoff than that, though. The second one's closely related. I'm already on this topic, so let's continue with the simple, cheap, and minimalistic life. It's, I get all my clothes at resale stores. Whether or not you do, it's just a funny line to say out there and see what happens. The thing is, the richest individuals are just wearing blue jeans and white t-shirts. So I'm not saying that you can't have cash. I'm not saying that you cannot have nice clothes. I'm just saying what I'm saying, and this is how you ghost. You pull up wherever, and you say, if you get asked, what are you wearing? Why are you wearing that? You know, nothing flashy. I say I go to Goodwill. I go to Savers. I use the Wish app. I go on eBay. Walmart, we even work. Walmart works very well. I do my grocery shopping at Walmart. Even that'll help. So it means you don't have style. And if you don't have style, you'll be an embarrassment. Oh, no. And an enemy of hypergamy is embarrassment, weirdly. So this is because hypergamy is all about exceeding what is needed to fit in. You're not just fitting in, you're going past what it means to fit in, so you fit in the most. That is what hypergamy is. So you're not only trying to fit in, you're trying to fit in more than what's considered normal. If you're doing the opposite, you must not be feeding them hypergamy vampires, even for yourself. Therefore, you're likely not to spend on her, unless you're in the courting phase. So, trying to ghost or not, I'd shop at these places anyways, so I'm not hating on you guys. If you're listening, you're great. Don't worry. Number three. Classic one. I'm hoping I can settle down once. I'm hoping I can settle down once I mature enough. That's the qualifier right there. I haven't matured enough. I need to grow more as a man. So keywords in fending off hypergamy vampires and keywords in ghosting in general. Hoping and settle down. Three words, one of which comprises a phrase. This means that you've had problems in the past. Problems in the past with women. You've had problems in the past because you haven't been able to grow up. You're not grown up yet. Thus, you can't earn enough money to have a home, support a family, have kids, feed the hypergamy vampires. This means that you're still working on it. And if you're admitting this, that means you're not even interested in lying about yourself positively to court her. And she's like, wow, he's brutally self-effacing. So that must mean that it's actually true, or that means he's not impressed by me. Because any white knight or simp will see that they've already arrived and that they're the one to take her home in the chariot. It works in all kinds of directions. It's very effective. You should try this one. See what the responses are if it ever happens. Obviously, your ghosting tactics are the most important. This is just kind of if you're behind enemy lines and they try to get you. You throw a ghosting line out there and you move on. Mostly, you'll get with this third one, oh, that's so cute of you to say. I'm sure you're plenty mature. Just chuckle. Anyway, men, mostly this is just to kind of have a laugh. There is some truth in these jokes. Hit me up with your lines, ghosting lines, shaming lines, whatever. Tomorrow, I'm hoping to respond to an article that was written by Rolo Tomasi. Someone prompted me to look at it. He touches upon MGTOW. And there are some things that I want to address in that. And as always, if you have ideas for videos or for content, you can email me anytime. I try to get back to everybody at sunrisehoodie@gmail.com or DM me on Twitter @sunrisehoodie. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.